Retired Prince George physiotherapist Hilary Crowley has written a travel memoir about her time in South Africa. Minisaga in South Africa will be launched on Saturday, October 28 at Art Space Above Books & Company, 1681 3rd Avenue, at 7 p.m. I spent a year in South Africa from 1967 to 68, so it was a long time ago, but this is largely about my experiences at that time, and it was during apartheid, Crowley said. A physio colleague, Penny, and I traveled around the country in her Morris Mini, similar to a Mini Cooper, and that's why I called the book a mini saga. We worked long enough in each city to make enough money to go on to the next place. Crowley worked in hospitals in Durban, Cape Town and Johannesburg in Baragwanath, which is a 2,000-bed hospital. During their non-working hours, the young women hiked the Drakensberg, visited Zululand, viewed wildlife in Kruger National Park, getting stuck there when the mini broke down and finding themselves surrounded by elephants. Time spent with local families taught the two women about African culture and traditions. Crowley's travel memoir not only recounts her exciting adventures, but also explores the political landscape of the time and the effects apartheid had on the African people. This book is a testament to grasping every opportunity that comes one's way to expand one's horizons, Crowley said. My experiences in South Africa introduced me to an interest in politics, which continues to this day. My love for the outdoors was strengthened, and hiking in the Drakensberg led to a lifelong love of hiking in the mountains. During the book launch, Crowley will do a couple of readings, show slides of her travel, and sign copies of her book.